Okay, guys, update on the injuries. McGee, he's got a hamstring. Gordon's got a lower leg infection. Leckler's still got the knee. Curry's got the knee. Bartell with the hamstring. Ivy's still working on his conditioning. And then Denarius Moore's got the hamstring. So that's kind of the injury update.
What happened with Ivy between the last time we saw him at camp and now? Did he put on weight, or did he, or was he just not healthy?
There's a certain position where we want him to make sure that he's able to stay healthy out here, and until he gets to that position, then he won't be able to be out here.
Is he close, or is he?
We'll see.
Is that like a weight issue or just a conditioning issue?
It's a safety issue as much as it is anything else. I want to make sure that that he's healthy, in shape, condition, his weight's where it needs to be, so that if and when he does get out here to start practicing, that he doesn't injure himself.
Gordon was originally a hip flexor, I thought. Was there something else that
got a little? He got a little leg infection the other day, but again, that's nothing that we anticipate to be a big deal. But it's more that now than it is the hip.
Bartell's doing a lot of stuff on the side.
Looks like he's getting close. We would hope to have him out here pretty soon.
How much work did Moore get in today? He was dressed up and out there.
You know, I'm not sure exactly when we pulled him out. We made the decision to pull him out. It was somewhere early around the first team period, but I'm not sure exactly when it was.
You know, a year ago at this time, he was making plays every single day. He was the rookie sensation, basically. And then, did you get to see enough of him in the offseason before the hamstring to see what he brings to the table?
Oh, well, I mean, I think, you know, I got a chance to see him last year, up close and personal, so I know what type of player that he is and what he's capable of being. Those hamstrings can be a nagging deal, and so we're going to be cautious to make sure that at the end of the day we got him ready to go come Monday night opener, and that's really what we're shooting for. So, you know, we're going to try not to put him in a position where he sets himself back a lot.
Are you looking for one guy to back up Darren, or are you good to go with a combination?
Well, I mean, we're looking for as many good players as we can find. And right now, we got a couple options behind him that can do some different things. I mean, all of those guys are explosive in space, and that's what I really like about all those guys.
Now that you've been in pads for a few days, what are you seeing defensively up front?
I've been impressed with the front. You know, we got to do better using our hands. Our pad level's still high. You know, we still got to make sure that we're disciplined enough to stay on sides. And that's still been a little bit of an issue. But up front, I'm pleased with the way the guys are responding and the way they're attacking up front.
How difficult is it to evaluate when you're not tackling to the ground and not in a full game situation?
Well, it's obviously it's not the same as a full game situation, but, you know, we teach body position, pad level, those types of things. And so, you know, I think you can really tell just by body position whether a guy's got a chance to make a play or not.
You didn't get to see Shaughnessy much in the offseason. He was rehabbing his shoulders a tiny little bit, but he hasn't missed a practice yet. How good is he at that stuff you're talking about?
He's having
body
a good,
position,
having a
all
good
that
camp.
Kind of stuff.
He's having a good camp. He's a big, powerful guy. We probably don't have the real speed edge rusher, but the way those guys have been able to work together, we're able to collapse a pocket and get after the quarterback pretty good.
Seymour said during the offseason camp that, you know, everybody talks about the run defense, and then it's never one guy. He said that Shaughnessy, losing him really hurt him. Do you see that because of the positioning stuff you're talking about that he's good at, that it would hurt the defense to lose a guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think, especially the way that we're going to play our ends, you know, it's important to have a guy that's got a little bit of size that can, you know, really set an edge for us. And Matt's a big, tough, physical guy, and he enjoys playing the game that way. And I'm looking forward to him producing for us and staying healthy for us.
With offensive line, when are you going to weave in some of the younger guys? Do you want to look at the guys you've been using now?
Well, again, you know, I think the evaluation process takes time, and I'm not going to set a timetable as to when we work guys in. You know, I think whenever we as a staff sit down and think we've, you know, seen enough to warrant somebody stepping in and getting some of those reps, then we'll make those adjustments.
Saw you working with the linebackers early on their fundamentals, and you know how sloppy the Raiders have been defensively. You turned around in Denver last year. What are the keys to turn around this defense this year, especially fundamentals?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think fundamentals are a critical variable into being a successful team, whether it be offense, defense, or special teams. We believe in the little things, doing the little things right, and we're going to continue to preach the little things because the little things become big things if you don't have them corrected. So fundamentals are going to be critical in everything that we do as a team.
Having a defensive background, I would imagine for your offense, you're looking for things that you didn't like to face, that you didn't like matching up against certain things. I'm just curious, with a zone running team that's going to do a lot of zone runs, as a defensive coach, what was difficult about it? Why did you want it for your offense?
Well, it's being able to maintain gap discipline. And I think the zone running scheme is the toughest running scheme in football. You know, and I think with our runners, the way that they can stretch you side to side and get you running and then find a crease and be able to, you know, turn it north and south with their pad square is going to be a good thing for us from an offensive standpoint. So it's a tough scheme, and it's not just the zone running scheme. It's the way that it's taught, and this system has been productive, you know, for a long time, and so it's always given us trouble.
It was in your mind when you were the head coach that you were going to want a zone
running Absolutely, scheme. Absolutely. I mean, it's in my mind, it's the best scheme to run the football that there is.
Dennis, is Mike Goodson enough of a change of pace back, so to speak, from Darren McFadden, or do they have a lot of similarities, or do they just bring totally different things to the table?
Well, I don't know that they just bring, you know, necessarily totally different things to the table. I mean, I think they're fairly similar in some regards. I mean, I think both of them are explosive. Both of them have the ability in open space and in the passing game to make some things happen. So, you know, whether he's enough change up or not, I don't know that answer yet for sure. But we'll find out once we kind of start playing some preseason games and see where these guys really are.
What do you like about him that you've seen so far, though?
Those things I talked about. I mean, I think he's, you know, number one, he's picked up the offense pretty good, which I've been impressed with. And then just what he's able to do in open space from an athletic standpoint, you know, gives us a chance to exploit some things with him.
Anything pleasantly surprise you about what he's done, or has he come as advertised?
No, I mean, I think from a mental standpoint is where I've been the most surprised. I mean, I think he's really come in and picked up the offense, pass protections, another area where I think he's maybe a little bit better than I gave him credit for. You know, and then he's a guy that can be an asset for us in special teams.
Do you need a change of pace back, or is that something you guys need, or do you have one on the roster?
I think our guys give us an opportunity to do a lot of different things. Do we have that big pounding back? I don't know the answer to that yet. Once we kind of get into preseason games and we start seeing what our guys are able to do, you know, the answer may be one of those fullbacks. We can turn around and hand the ball off to them, and that can be our guy that, you know, pounds it up in there. But I think all of our runners, although they may not be the biggest runners in the league, they all have a physical presence.
How would you assess today's practice as opposed to yesterday? Did you put another good practice together, or did you?
I was pleased with the practice. I mean, obviously, you know, you're never going to be 100% pleased. And we certainly got some things that we got to get corrected. But the thing I look for is, are guys coming out and working, and are they trying to get better every day? And I think for the most part they are. We just got to keep pushing them through, because as you get through the grind of camp, it becomes harder and harder to get that done.
If you weren't pleased with the practice, would you say it?
They would know.
Would we know?
I believe you would.
So when you first put on the pads, and it looked like the defense had an advantage early on, you feel like the offense is catching up with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a little give and take. You know, I thought early in practice, I thought the offense got after the defense pretty good in the running game in the 9-on-7 period. I thought the defense responded in some of the situational periods with the red zone periods. But I don't think any of these practices have been just totally dominated by one side of the ball or the other. And that's a good thing. because for us to be successful, we're going to have to be a balanced team, and we're going to have to, you know, be able to play well offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game.
It seems like Spencer's struggling a little bit. Is that a fair observation, or what's your impression?
You know, I think he's been a little up and down in camp. You know, we're going to continue to push him and see where he's at. I'm not pushing the panic button on him yet, but obviously with all these guys, you know, we want to continue to see some improvement.
Thank you.